the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Jesus, little lambs, your good shepherd has laid down his life and he has taken it up again. And he has a voice. And we as his sheep know our shepherd's voice. That is especially what we consider today as Jesus preaches to us the parable of the sower, and that seed is his word. And his word has enemies, but his word is also creative, life-giving. Jesus ends with the parable itself, where he looks up into the crowd, and he says to the little lambs there, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And then he ends the explanation of the parable with this promise. As for those that fell in the good soil, they are the ones who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and bear fruit with patience. So, dear saints, wake up! That, dear saints, was one of your prayers today. It is part of the psalm that we prayed after we confessed our sin and received God's absolution. We prayed to Jesus that he wake up. Awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Our soul is bowed down to the dust. Rise up, come to our help. And he has answered this prayer. Your Jesus neither slumbers nor sleep, and he is awake, he is risen, he is here, and he is here to help you. So, dear saints, one of the things that you need to hear from him is that we are the ones who need to wake up. Jesus' word is here. Jesus' help is here. I think the parable of the sower, in which Jesus tells us what happens when his word is preached, could be summarized in this little section here too. It is him telling us to wake up when his word is preached, to pay attention to it, hold it fast and in honest and good heart. He who has ears to hear, then let him hear. Because your Jesus knows your troubles. He knows the troubles that are going on in the world around you. He knows the troubles in your heart. He knows the troubles in your family. He knows the troubles of your body and the troubles of your soul. Your Jesus knows your sinful flesh and the temptations that you are inclined to. Jesus knows the devil and how he specifically attacks you. And Jesus knows you need help. And so he gives you help. And one of the clearest and most consistent ways in which he helps you is this. He gives you his word. That is the biggest help that you will have in this life. So he who has ears to hear the word, let him hear. You have it. You have the Bible, you have his word, you have a pastor to preach to you and teach to you his word, you have musicians to help sing his word, you have fellow Christians to help keep you in his word. He has given you liturgy and hymns and songs and apps on your phone and the small catechism to keep you in his word. His help is here, so wake up. He is here. Jesus says, for the seed that fell in the good soil, they are the ones who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. That's the promise. That's your promise. It is not something that you are to do. It is something for you to believe. It is not something for you to say. It is something for you to hear. Hold fast to that word. Grab on to that word. His word is good. Say amen to the word. When you hear the word, let the word honestly, Jesus says, in an honest heart, let that word honestly convict you of your sin. For that word is for you. That warning is for you. Jesus says, hold it fast in a good heart, and that word gives you a clean heart. Hold it fast in that clean heart. Believe the promises. Let the word guide you when you are lost. Let the word seek you until you know you're found. Let the word comfort you to let you know that God's grace is sufficient for you. God's power is made most perfect in your weakness when you are suffering. Fight with the word, dear saints. Defend with the word, dear saints. Treasure the word. Do not be ashamed of the word. The word is the power of God for salvation to all who believe. The word is creative. The word is active. The word is living. The word is like a seed. There is life in the word. The God who said, "Let there be light," and there was light, is present to give you his light. To actually forgive you with the word, to actually comfort you with the word, to actually give you the light in the midst of darkness, and to actually strengthen your faith and your hope and your love. The word is good. The word is true. The word is beautiful. So hold it fast in an honest and good heart, and Christ promises that in the time of patience you will bear fruit. So wake up. Amazing that we need that warning, right? You know all that. Everything that was just said, you know that. You're a Christian because of the word. You've been comforted because of the word. You know that. But we need the warning too. We need the warning that when his word is preached, we should actually listen to it. That when his word is present, we should actually pay attention to it and hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. But we need it. You need that warning because you have a sinful flesh, because the devil attacks you, because the world is going to convince you that you don't need anything except you, but you need so much more than you. You need his word. Jesus summarized that there are enemies of the word. Jesus says that the devil is an enemy, that the world is an enemy, and then he reminds us that our very own sinful flesh is an enemy to God's word. The very first enemy is the devil that Jesus mentions. When God's word is preached, the devil attacks. The devil seeks to devour the word like the birds were seeking to devour my grass seed I planted last week. They just planted it and the birds were all over that thing. The devil wants the word to go in one ear and out the other. The devil simply wants you to ignore the word. The devil doesn't want you to come to a faithful church because he knows the word is going to be there. This is one of the hardest places for you to get. Church is a hard place to go to. Because there's so many things that are fighting against you being here. But you are. So he who has ears to hear then, let him hear. Because you are here and because you have the word though, then the devil is going to want you to simply ignore the word. The devil's going to want to convince you that the word doesn't apply to you. It might apply to them, but it doesn't apply to you. The warnings are for them, but dear saints, the warnings are for you. The comforts are for them, the comforts are also for you. You need help, and Jesus gives you help. You could be screaming out for help and looking for help, but look for help where God has promised his help. Jesus' warnings of the attack of the devil is preached like this. Jesus says, the ones along the path are those who heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they may not believe and be saved. The other two enemies are at first to receive the word with joy, but then to have no root. To believe for a while, but in a time of testing, fall away. And then the final warning is for Jesus, the ones who first hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. So he who has ears to hear, let him hear. You are at church. You have won a battle by being here. The new man and the new woman in you, in which you received in baptism in Christ, has sustained with his word and the sacrament of his body and blood. You have won a battle by being here. But as they say, the battle has only begun. Because the devil tempts you with a shallow faith. We are tempted with a bored heart. We are tempted to be distracted by the cares and the riches and the pleasures of this life. In our mind, there is a war that is waged against God's word to not believe it, to not be saved by it, to in a time of testing fall away from it, or for the fruit to not mature. So wake up by hearing God's word. And stay awake by hearing God's word. And be warned about your enemies, about how they are trying to attack your hearing of God's word. And be comforted that you also have a champion who fights for you, who has won the battle, and that you are in. You are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And be reminded that the word is not mere information. That the word comes from one who is preaching it. From a speaker. So I put on you, and I put this last year too, on the front cover of your bulletin, a beautiful image that I found. And I wanted to put it on there again. So it is a man's hand, and he is sowing seed. But you see in that hand a hole. It is to remind you that the one who preaches his word is the one who was born for you and suffered for you and died for you and lives for you, ascended to God, interceding for you. The one who sows the seed is the one who's had nails put in his hands for you. The one who preaches his word is the one whose mouth was silent before his accusers because he was answering for you. The one who is walking about in the field is the one whose feet were nailed to a cross for you. That is the one who is preaching to you. That is the one who loves you. That is the one who is here to help. And the help that he gives to you is his word. When Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd," he is making two points. Number one, he is saying that he has a voice and that his sheep know his voice. But Jesus will also say, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That is the one who gives you his word. Jesus said that his word is like a seed. And a seed must go in the ground to begin to mature. But Jesus also says that he is like a seed, that he is one who must go in the ground to be buried so that he might have you, that he might bear fruit for you. And the fruit is your faith and your hope and your love. The fruit is the conviction in the midst of your suffering that his grace is sufficient for you. The fruit is the promise that there is now no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, that if the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed. And every little bit of danger and every little bit of enemy that is against his word, Jesus has already defeated. For the Son of Man came to destroy the works of the devil. And it is Christ's suffering and death that brings us life even in the midst of our suffering. And it is Christ's crown of thorns that is our joy, that he knows, that we know that he presents us as the crown jewel to his Father. And that even as we are tempted to be choked by the cares and the pleasures and riches of this life, we might treasure him and crown him Lord of all. Jesus is awake, dear saints. Jesus is risen. Jesus lives. And Jesus watches you, and Jesus gives you his word, and he wants you to wake up. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. In Jesus' name, amen.